Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Shimate Vahne.
Hare Krishna,
It is a great joy for me to give this program, Gora Meditation. The idea here is, of course, to build the foundations in our life for the most important spiritual practice. Really, all over the world, there are yogic practices, there is a lot of kirtan singing nowadays, praying, some dance as a spiritual practice. But really the essence of all of them, in whatever culture it is practiced, is to bring the mind to a steady, steady focus on God. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a very well-known verse which I would like to recite to you, which brings out this essence of any spiritual practice. Smatavya satatam Vishnur Vismatavyo najatu chit Sarve vidi nishedasyur Etayor eva kinkara. To always remember Krishna and to never forget Krishna at any time is the essence of all the spiritual practices, all the rules and all the prohibitions mentioned in the sacred scriptures should be only servants of these two principles. In a positive way, this means, or let us say that from another perspective, this means if you do yoga, if you do prayer, if you go to the mosque or the churches to do your worship, but you do not remember God, but you are inside empty, it is, you have not yet reached the full perfection of your practice. In the same way in our Krishna conscious movement, if you do all the things which we do, do your services, perhaps take care of others to encourage them on their spiritual path, chant and do kirtan, but you don't remember Krishna, then you have not yet walked on your two feet in your spiritual life. Sometimes when we try to enter the realm of remembering Krishna, or smriti is the Sanskrit word, we meet two companions in our life which we might have overlooked all this while, but who are so powerful that they drive every single aspect of our life. These two companions which are always with us are, I will use a graphic language, monkey mind and the spiritual self. When we talk of the wild mind, immediately the image of the monkeys in Vrindavan come to our mind. Have you ever just made a little experiment and just sat at a place where the monkeys did not see you? It's very important. Look at them. You might have found that they are constantly busy in either grabbing something, then suddenly they leave it and they threaten another monkey, then they start to screech and run away. They swing from trees or they dash on the ground. Our material mind does the same thing. It suddenly grabs onto some subject matter, then it lets it go, then it may feel some anxiety, it may feel threatened, or it may threaten someone else. It swings from subject to subject, or it very quickly dashes and finds something. However, my dear devotees, it does happen, especially during spiritual practice, that you all of a sudden drop out of this constant stream of monkey mind, of the material restless mind. He's described as very chanchala in the scriptures. you drop suddenly out and you come to a level that feels just so much more real. It's the level of the self, the soul. All of a sudden, you may feel very relieved. You may think of Krishna, of God, and you just feel so much more life, so much more vitality on that level. The spiritual level on which you have just stumbled is so fascinating, so exciting, that great kings, great businessmen, and sometimes also devotees of Krishna, who were in external matters, let drop of everything else and they decide, this is the real life, the life of the soul, the life of the self, and so on. So here in this evening katha, I would like to try, can only try, to offer you a landing place, a spiritual landing place, where you can drop in and make some nice spiritual experience. I want to again repeat something I said last time. In the spiritual tradition, the day is divided into 8 parts, and it is known that in each of these 8 parts, Krishna is engaged in some spiritual, some wonderful pastimes. Now, before the meditating devotee enters into the particular pastime which Krishna does in that time frame, in that specific time frame, he goes to a place where he can take a bath. He goes to Navadvip, where he meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will enter into the pastimes of Krishna. So what we will hear today is the period which is from 6 a.m. to 8:25, 4 a.m. It's called the Prata Lila, or the morning pastimes. Are you willing to listen to this?
Yes.
Good. I would have said it anyways. But I think it's nice to see some willingness. See, we left our last katha with Vishnupriya, the eternal consort of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She had gone to the mother of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, her name? Sachi Devi, yes, and offered her obeisances, and Sachi Devi said to her, it's early in the morning, child, take your bath in the Ganga. And Vishnupriya had gone there, while Mother Sachi had given her son, who had just woken up, Gauranga, her divine son, an aratic ceremony where she offered camphor and ghee lamps and instructed Malini to do the same. So that's where we were last time. Now we enter the second period of the day. At some time, Vishnupriya returns home. Her zari is dripping wet, and she changes into a dry zari, and then arranges all the paraphernalia which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will use a little later to worship Vishnu. They have in the house a shalagram shila like this, but there is also a Vishnu deity. It is this big. It has 4 symbols of Vishnu in the hand, and it is called Adokshaya Vishnu. Who of you has seen this deity? Not yet. Then you have a goal for your next pilgrimage. The Vishnu deity, which was worshipped by Lord Chaitanya is certainly an amazing deity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had mother, Sachi Devi, had also gone in the meantime with all the other ladies down to the Ganga and had taken her bath and quickly returned for cooking. When you live in Navadvip, you would see in the early morning hours, when it's still dark, and you see some oil lamps in some houses that people have waken up. But on the Ganga, you see that it's busy. There are especially elderly ladies, they take their bath, and elderly men, because that's the old tradition. You start your day in the Ganga. So she had quickly returned, Mother Sachi, after her bath, and gone into the kitchen. And there in the kitchen, she met Advaita Acharya's wife. Her good name is Sita Thakurani, who was gestures, because it's hot and it's a big kitchen, directs the cooking. Great attention is put on every single preparation. And they are really amazing preparations which are cooked in that kitchen. Some cakes, this I thought is interesting for Ishan, are made only from flowers, different types of flowers. I think the flowers won't grow here in Germany, so don't even try. Ein Gänseblümchenkuchen. Only from flowers. And there is one preparation which just tells you how intricate the cooking is. First, milk is skimmed, that is, the film of the milk is taken out and put somewhere. Then some curd, also so wie Quark, which is very creamy, is put in the milk film. Then sugar and spices are offered, and then somehow or other, don't ask me how, this is fried. There are so many preparations, my dear devotees, it's impossible to describe them all. Then Sachi Devi, the mother of Gauranga, goes and cleanses the deity room, the altar room, so to say, and offers the meal. But before she goes in the temple, she speaks to Ishan. Ishan is the house servant in the spiritual world. And she says, please ask Vishwamba, my son who maintains the whole universe by the effulgence coming from his body. Please ask him to immediately go and take his bath in the Ganga. It's already getting late. So Ishan then goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is still in his sleeping slumber, and says, Lord, Mata has ordered that you take your bath in the Ganga. And very joyfully and blissfully, Lord Chaitanya gets up and leaves the house. You must know, this is the kingdom of love, where all relationships are pervaded with great love. Love between the master and servant, servant and master, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother, and so on. It is pervaded with love. So in great bliss, Lord Chaitanya leaves. On the way, he meets his devotees, who carry flower garlands, ground sandalwood, paste, and so on, and scented oil for the massages, and of course, clean cloth. And they go down to the river Ganga. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, we hear a beautiful description of the Ganga. It starts with this sentence, who could possibly describe the opulences of Nadia? At one bathing place, thousands and thousands of people bathe. Some are peaceful saints. Some are austere ascetics. Some has sannyasis. And I don't know how many children come there and mix in the crowds. Remember, this is already the morning times. Must be 6:30 now, and so on. When Lord Chaitanya arrives there, one male dasa or servant steps forward and he offers the Lord an oil massage. He's very expert, he knows how to massage every point, the mama points. And then he sprinkles powder on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Usually chickpea flour powder is used, and this absorbs the oil. The oil first goes in the body, then it takes everything that is heavy, the kapha and so on, out of the body, and is again assembles or comes to the skin, and there it is scooped up or taken up with this mixture of chickpea powder and other ingredients, and then he rubs Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clean. Then only the Lord enters the Ganga. First he offers to the Ganga palmfuls of water. This, by the way, is a routine offering which anyone who goes into a sacred river or sacred body of water does. You offer 3 palmfuls of water like this. Second. With this you say, really, I have nothing in my possession that is of value. I am poor, but I'm taking what you are giving me, this water, and I'm returning what you have given me to you with devotion. Then Lord Chaitanya takes incense, he takes a ghee lamp and offers Ganga. Beautiful, no? And then also some flowers. Often he takes the night blooming jasmine flower. She's called the queen of the night. This flower is extremely fragrant. The flowers are this small. And you find them when you go in the night through India. You are all of a sudden hit by this, by the queen of the night. It's such a nice fragrance, and they are offered in the morning. Mother Ganga is so enthusiastic about Chaitanya that she encircles the Lord on all sides, and she secretly offers her waters back in ripples to him. She dances on the plea of making veils. Although Mother Ganga is served by the residents of limitless universes, her joy upon receiving Gauranga Mahaprabhu in her waters knows no limits. Navadvip Rai, that's the name of Lord Chaitanya. Please say it, it will give you some joy in your heart. Navadvip Rai. Played water sports in the Ganga River by the residents of Nadia, looked on in the greatest fortune as Prabhu Vishvambara played in the waters of the Ganga. He looked just like the full moon itself playing in the ocean. Perhaps you have gone in the night out in the, when you were next to the ocean, and when you look at the full moon, how he shines on the waves of the ocean, and how then your mind becomes very satisfied. So when you see the beauty of the Lord, it is like, often compared with the ocean playing, the moon playing in the water. Beauty, as you all know, has different aspects. There's some beauty that agitates. There's some beauty that is making you breathless. But then there is divine beauty that makes you peaceful and ecstatic. All the fortunate souls who had come to the landing. That means the gut to bathe. Incessantly beheld the face of Vishvambhava. Then Prabhu, playfully, as if it would be a sport, ascends to the river bank. When he comes out of the water, his beautiful body is dripping with Ganga's water. And that time one other servant steps forward and wipes the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dry. He arranges his hair, often in a top knot. That's when the hair is gathered here on top. It is also the way Krishna likes to wear his hair, in a top knot. Krishna often puts a row of pearls around it, here, and then a peacock feather in. But Mahaprabhu takes this top knot. Sometimes there are garlands. And the servant helps Gauranga to change into dry cloth. He puts on divine garlands, smears the body with sandalwood pulp, and then draws with a little stencil some ornaments which may look like flowers and many other ornaments on the body of the Lord. Perhaps this is one of the reasons why people all over the world have these cultures to ornament their bodies in various ways. There is totally religious ornamentation of tilak, but people also appreciate different patterns which they put on the body, different images and so on. So that may have its origin here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his body is ornamented. And he returns. On the way, Lord Chaitanya jokes usually. He laughs. He is with his associates, his close companions, and he's in a wonderful mood. When he returns, he washes his feet and immediately enters the temple room. And there in the temple room, he sits down to offer worship to his deity, with the Vishnu deity. First, he offers water with tulsi leaves. Then he gives his obeisances, and he does many things like the 16 upacharas and so on. Mm. In the meantime, the devotees are not with them. They have returned home and worshipped their own deities. Isn't that a nice culture in the morning to start with worshipping of God? But they all return and gather in the courtyard. Their names are very beautiful names, so please let us chant them. It spiritualizes us. Nityananda,
Nityananda,
Advaita Gosai,
Advaita Gosai,
Narahari,
Narahari,
Gadadhara,
Gadadhara,
Shrivas,
Shrivas,
Ramai,
Ramai,
Brakashvara the dancer,
Brakashvara the dancer,
and Haridas,
Haridas.
They go into the courtyard and they sit down. Now it's very interesting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sits on a little seat. It's as high as this one. And to his left side is Gadadhara Pandit. Let me get this right. Yeah, and to his right side, Nityananda. And before him, facing him, in other words, is Advaita Acharya on one side and Srivas Pandit on the other side. And they all eat together while joking and discussing the meal which was cooked in the morning and then offered by whom? Sachi Devi, yes, someone says. Then, after the meal, they don't get up immediately, but they talk about Krishna. The ladies sit to one side, Sita Devi Malini. And then when everyone has gotten up, they leave the courtyard and Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya sit down to eat, and also Ishan sits down with all the other servants in the house to eat their meal and afterwards clean the dining area. Meanwhile, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at the gate of the house and he sees each devotee off. That means he says goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. They all go to their respective places in Navadvip. They all have their little abodes, all the devotees. And the sadhakas, those who practice in this world, when they feel very inclined to one of these associates, they follow their guru janas, their guru line. We in our tradition remain with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who retires to the sleeping. It's called the slum. This room for slumber. Was sleeping. This room is, as you already know, it has two windows facing to each direction, and they are open, and the breeze carries the fragrance of the flowers which are growing in the garden just before the house. So in the night, they have the smell of the night, the queen of the night, and so on. It's a very beautiful arrangement for sleeping in. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again rests down, rests there. One servant comes and massages his lotus feet. And while the Lord drifts off to go to sleep, his mind is carrying him to Vrindavan. There Krishna has just ended his morning meal at the parallel time, and one servant, his name is Jambula, has massaged the stomach of the Lord by making these circle movements. When you eat, you can also do this. It stimulates digestion. And then the Lord has gone exactly 100 steps, or maybe 100 steps, and Lord Krishna has laid down. So all these pastimes are going on like a constant stream of film in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as you become more drawn into this life of meditation, you will think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sleeping and seeing the pastimes of Krishna. Good.
Yeah.
We will now meditate. I will read you the Mula Mantra, the verse, and I will direct you in your meditation. It's very beautiful and very, very natural. Very natural. We will first do a kirtan.
Ramo, 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 Ramo.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Associates to bathe in the Ganges River. Try to see as you listen that some images come up. While bathing, they also worship Mother Ganges by offering flowers, incense, and other presentations. After this, they come onto the bank of the river, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dressed with exquisite cloth, decorated with fresh flower garlands, sandalwood paste, and other ornaments. Thereafter, they all return to his home in order to perform opulent worship of Lord Vishnu, as well as other ceremonies and rituals. Next, they partake of the foodstuffs which were offered previously to Lord Vishnu. Then, after washing his hands and mouth, Lord Gaura goes into another room to rest very heavily for a while I meditate on the daily pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna, Hare
Oh.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for participating. Soon I will go to Amsterdam and America and not come for quite 3 or 4 weeks, I don't know, to Germany. But I wanted to speak about, leave you with an idea. See, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to go the road of absorption, or as we heard earlier, to somehow make it possible that we remember Krishna and not forget him. We are at the moment too much involved in the dreams of material life. We are dreaming, we are not awake from the spiritual perspective. And now remembering Krishna, that wakes us up. Now there are two parallel roads. First is chanting Krishna's holy name, and then the other road is hearing about Krishna. So normally, on the other strand, the andere Schiene, normally we start like this. We chant, and then we begin to like this experience of being together in kirtan. That is something which always works. Here also our differences are disappearing. We are all singing. a group singing. Now then, as the devotee listens to Krishna and hears about Krishna, mostly from the Bhagavatam or also Chaitanya Charitamrita, something interesting happens. While he chants, he begins to remember, oh, Krishna is very nice. And all of a sudden, the singing becomes devotional singing. It's no longer just a group singing, which in itself is already wonderful, but it becomes devotional. The spiritual heart begins to open and you sing actually to Krishna. At that time, you become very attentive to Krishna and you develop attraction to Krishna. And when you are able to chant with a profound attraction to Krishna, something wonderful happens. Krishna responds and reciprocates and moves into the heart, and there is a spurti. This is a wonderful process, and when we are in America, there's a new Vrindavan, it's a project, we will teach this process to the devotees. It's level 3 of the kirtan experience. It's really when your singing becomes a place where you have divine revelations. They're called in Sanskrit spurtis. First they will be very brief, and then you will be able to hold your attention more. And then you begin to understand the mystery that the name is not different from the named. The name is not different from Krishna. That is the greatest mystery. How can Krishna be identical with his name? But you can realize this when the two strands meet. That is your chanting of the holy name and the absorption in Krishna during kirtan. And then you will start to sing like you never have sung before. Can you imagine? Then you will sing like you never sang before. You will feel, ooh, this was my first Mahamantra of this life. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much. I wish you all the best on your spiritual path. Let me look at the watch. Wow, we are 8 o'clock. We are absolutely on time. This has never happened before. Thank you all very much. And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.